This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The true nature of water cooler buzz that we can connect with each other on is absolutely, I say this, the common denominator, what is the pain at the pump these days, and how hot are you? Just how hot is hot? You know, the more you talk about the heat, it just seems to get more extreme. That's what I think. It's better to just find a way to cool off. There are some sad things happening as a result of the heat, however, and we'll talk about that. The police response in Uvalde is unacceptable, an abject failure. That's what the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety had to say on Tuesday about what happened at the massacre at Robb Elementary last month. The words, again, abject failure, describing in detail how officers very quickly made it to the school. They had rifles, they had protective shields, but they left the kids trapped with the attacker as they waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited for a key to unlock a door. So there was all kinds of testimony before state lawmakers. And Stephen McCraw, who directs public safety, he's the public safety agency, the head of that, painted that bleak timeline, outlining very specifically what the police and school security did, the lapses during the May 24th slaughter in South Texas, saying police were carrying radios that wouldn't communicate, classroom doors had locks that couldn't be secured from inside, the school district's police chief, Pete Arredondo, made error after error throughout that catastrophe, breaking with decades of law enforcement practice by not pursuing the gunman sooner. And he said, the only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children. That's what he said. He said, they had weapons. The kids, they had none. The officers had body armor. The kids had none. The officers had training. The subject had none. I mean, it was pretty damning stuff. And good, it should be. I mean, this is 4 hours of testimony in Austin, Texas, with really very detailed account of what the timeline was and about what happened in this small city west of San Antonio, where 19 children and 2 teachers were killed during that massacre. And in the days after the shooting, police actions at the school drew all that scrutiny. And I just don't understand how they don't get rid of the chief. I don't understand it. I don't understand how he still is in the position that he's in, the school district police chief, after error after error after error for this catastrophe. Because who knows in that 77 minutes who may have lived or what might have happened. And it's just, I mean, it's horrific. Hopefully it is a lesson to anybody else out there in these positions. And usually what we're talking about is the incredibly heroic efforts to save lives and how many people have given their lives in the line of duty. And it's just so rare to hear the opposite and so shocking when you have these words, abject failure, and all of the in-between I just said to you. We know it. They know it. The whole world knows it. It's being reported all over the place. This guy has to go, and they have to do something to re-rack that thinking. All right, speaking of thinking, politically speaking, you know, it is about the capital of whose coattails often you can run on. So if somebody has a voice that can reach voters when you're running, it's not just about a war chest, although that's incredibly important, as we're seeing with DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who has more than $124 million in his war chest and has definitely hinted, more than hinted, about running on the Republican side of things for president in 2024. You got Katie Britt, who now is absolutely projected to beat Mo Brooks in the Alabama Republican Senate race. Now, there was primary runoffs in Alabama and Georgia on Tuesday, and what's interesting is that for Katie Britt, she didn't initially get the endorsement of the former President Donald Trump, but then she did. So she is projected to beat Representative Mo Brooks after a wild primary where Trump abandoned Brooks, who seemed like he was going to win this race. He's been in Congress a decade. He had initially the endorsement from Trump, but he started to slip in the polls this year when the former president decided to get off of Brooks and instead back Britt. And immediately she was pretty much predicted that she would win, and the 40-year-old did win. She's trying to replace her boss, her old boss, retiring Senator Richard Shelby, and she's her pitch is she's a newcomer with conservative and Christian values. She said, "I promise you nobody will work harder in the United States Senate. I will work tirelessly every day to make Alabama proud." So with 62% plus of ballots already counted, she led the way with about 65% of the vote. So that is a big, 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 big switch, right? And she is a former chief of staff for Shelby and an ex-chief executive of the Business Council of Alabama. People knew her. And now she's going to be a heavy favorite to win the general election against the Democratic nominee. And her ads are interesting. She, you know, in the ad, she says, "Hey, some new blood to shake things up in Washington." And she absolutely has captured the attention of the voters. And the key thing in bringing this up is we're seeing that everything's about Trump, 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 Trump with these January 6th committee hearings, and not so much focus on, well, geez, what are we doing moving forward to protect the Capitol, which I've talked about a lot on the show in the past, like, hey, it doesn't have to look like a banana republic, but what can we do so that people can enjoy the Capitol, so tourists can go see it, so that people that work on the Hill are safe, and we don't have the horrific breach that we had on January 6th. So this is kind of this weird point where we are near the midterm elections and these runoffs that have happened as to what is the Trump influence. The coattails, like I said, in politics, we know are big. So his influence pretty clear in Alabama's GOP runoff for Secretary of State. And in other areas, we've seen that as well. And then in some areas, we've seen a little bit of the opposite of that. So it's interesting to observe it because she was the underdog in challenging a congressman who had a name that people certainly knew him. She had a bit of a name in the community, as I said, on the business side, but not the kind of name that he had. But she got a lot of contributions, and that clearly helped her. Stay with us.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Happening. How about what's going on with quarterback Deshaun Watson? Cleveland, what are you thinking? 20 of 24 cases against him have been settled. So settling the cases, will that have any impact whatsoever on the disciplinary process for the NFL? And, you know, he's wrapped up the springtime months facing no fewer than these active civil lawsuits regarding allegations of sexual misconduct during massage sessions, but it was released on Tuesday that 20 of the plaintiffs suing him settled. And so that was it. They're not going to release how much money or any of the details of that, but does it impact the NFL's investigation into whether he deserves to be suspended for violating the league's personal conduct policy? There was a brief statement from the NFL. It was from Brian McCarthy, who's in charge of such things, and he said today's development has no impact on the collectively bargained disciplinary process. That's it, right? And even the commish, Roger Goodell, explained in March that Watson landing on the exempt list was unlikely since two grand juries declined to indict the 26-year-old, but some are wondering if he could and would change his mind if all the lawsuits lingered through training camp and preseason. So now that you've slashed those cases all the way down to just four of them left, it would likely prevent paid leave from returning to the NFL's radar screen, right? So will they settle the four remaining lawsuits or not? I think it's going to be an unprecedented punishment for him. It's going to be one season is what I expect. The Browns open their training camp on July 27th, and is it going to be the backup who's going to be their starter for week one in September? If I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, I'm just going to tell you right now, I would expect that Jacoby Brissett's going to be the guy that is going to be your quarterback. It's not going to be Deshaun Watson. I can't imagine that. I mean, the way this is going and playing out, he's not going to be hammered with 1 year for that punishment. I just can't imagine it. Other NFL news, you have Tom Brady congratulating Gronk again because Gronk decided he was going to retire. Now, you have his agent, this is after 11 seasons, you have his agent who's saying he wouldn't be surprised if it is short-lived. You wouldn't be surprised to see if his retirement doesn't last. And Drew Rosenhaus is Gronk's agent. He sent a text to Adam Schefter from ESPN, who seems to know everybody in the world of football. Does just a great job in breaking stories. But anyway, in reaction to it, his texts are saying that it wouldn't surprise him if Tom Brady calls him during the season to come back and he answers the call. Well, you know, during the season, so maybe he's not there in the beginning of the season. So, I mean, it's wild that he decided to retire, didn't lock himself in again this time. He's deadly at tight end. He's lethal. For sure. So how long does he remain retired? It's tough. The beating your body takes. Maybe he's tired of it. He's got his fistful of rings. He had the worst injury of his career this past season. He missed a bunch of games. I mean, a whole NFL season is grueling to make yourself want to get up for that again. I don't know. It's pretty tough, but if he gets asked, he's played with Brady his whole career, and if at some point in the season he asks him to jump back, I don't know, maybe he would do that. I wouldn't be surprised. But for now, he's saying, thanks to everybody, I'm out of here. Thanks to Tom Brady. Thanks to Tampa Bay. Thanks to Patriots, etc. Speaking of being out of here, anybody who was going to the Travelers Championship expecting to see Brooks Koepka, you can unexpect that. He withdrew from the Travelers Championship because he's joining the LIV Golf Invitational Series backed by the Saudis. And if you do that, the PGA boots you, so he is going to be booted. He is 19th in official world golf rankings, and he will compete, it sounds like, in the first event in the United States at Pumpkin Ridge in Portland, Oregon, which starts June 30th. That's pretty big because he's a popular player. He's a high-profile player. Well-liked player by fans because of the oohing and the aahing of the incredible shots that the guy makes. So now this golf tour has signed 8 of the top 50 players in the world. How about that? And the commissioner of the PGA Tour, Jay Monahan, suspended all the players, including Dustin Johnson, and who's won 2 majors, and 6-time winner on major winner, Phil Mickelson, because they're part of this tour. And he has said that tour players who compete in future golf tournaments without a conflicting event release would face similar punishment. So he won't be there. That's a very big tournament in Cromwell, Connecticut. We have listeners in Connecticut, and that's a fun tournament to go and see. I had a chance to go out and play golf out there and actually go to that tournament. So that's a huge loss. And supposedly he got another big signing bonus. That's what's happening. the big signing bonuses of, you know, the shocker was the $200 million to Phil Mickelson, but they're all getting big sums. So he's getting a big sum to do that. And show me the money. There's never a bigger show me the money than, I think, than that, right? Hey, before you even swing a club for, we know that you're a big name in the world of golf. Before you swing a club, you're getting a check for $200 million. That's better than any signing bonus, any NFL player, NBA player, any sport you look across. I mean, that's just flat out money. They were money the other night watching the Tampa Bay Lightning. They bounced back on the ice, so to speak, after being crushed by the Avalanche 7-0. They came back with a vengeance and beat Colorado in Tampa 6-2. So is game two kind of a turning point in this finals for the Stanley Cup, or is it just now a much better final to watch because Tampa made it more competitive, because it was really terrible to watch them just, it was just a shooting gallery display of skating and shooting by Colorado. So things changed in that third game, but the Bolts have a big injury to contend with. So in the man cave, we'd be talking about Nikita Kucherov. Is he going to play in game four? The Lightning coach, John Cooper, said, I think he can play, but I'm not Cooch. If I knew Cooch, he's sitting there saying the same thing. We'll see what the doctors say and everything else. Because with like 6 minutes to go in the third period, he left the game as he was handling a puck. And he took a stick in his back, and he was pushed into the boards, and it did not look good. He was kind of almost limping off the ice. So game four happens, and I'm going to be there in that crowd. 19,000 plus. I've not been in the middle of a hockey crowd, I think, since I was a kid. So I'm pretty excited about that to go to any sport where you're somewhere in and watching finals and the electricity in the air is, I've had that, but not Stanley Cup-wise, so I can't wait for the puck to drop on this next game, and I'm going to tell you all about it. In fact, recording some of the sights and sounds of what it's like to be in the middle of this huge, huge crowd. Meet you on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will support the bipartisan gun safety bill. The text of what a group of his colleagues worked on was released on Tuesday. The package includes $750 million for states to implement crisis intervention orders that keep firearms out of the hands of individuals determined to be a significant danger to themselves or others. It includes provisions to close the so-called boyfriend loophole and a requirement to review juvenile records for gun purchasers under the age of 21. The negotiations were sparked by several mass shootings, including at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and a hate-motivated shooting of a supermarket in a majority black neighborhood in Buffalo. Wall Street begins the week on an up note. The Dow rose 641 points. The Nasdaq gained 271 points. The S&P was up nearly 90 points. This is USA Radio News. A California jury found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. They awarded the victim $500,000. Judy Huff, who is now 64 years old, described her 7-year legal fight as torture. It was a civil trial, so there is no guilty findings involved. However, the jury did find that Cosby intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Huff, that he reasonably believed that she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest of a minor. A spokesman for Cosby says they will appeal. The top cop in the Lone Star State says officers in Uvalde had the manpower and the firepower to stop the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the elementary school. Colonel Steve McCraw, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, added that officers would have found the door to the classroom where the shooter was holed up unlocked if they bothered to check it. McCraw called the law enforcement response as an abject failure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Excited to bring you Jackson Mutebi, who has written this book, Innovation in DNA, the Powerhouse of Forward Thinking. Boy, do we need that now more than ever, and he tapped into it. Jackson, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you once again. I wrote this book, it has 2 editions, first edition and second edition. It has a volume 2. I've just finished my volume 2. This was my first book after my university, that is after Glasgow University. I have a master's in management international business from Glasgow University, that is 2007. And I was really looking at how companies are really performing. Ways that things can be changed, ways of doing things, and also seeing people trying to really help people think forward one or the other, looking at companies like Apple, looking at companies like Apple, looking at the late Steve Jobs, how we really came up with all these kind of ideas, and how I can transform, I can share the information, trying to ignite people that to tell them they have the genius within them, they have the DNA print within them, and they can ignite this DNA to make themselves known to the world, to share big talents. We're all gifted in all different professions. Some may be footballers, some may be good in craft, some may be good in technology, some may be CEOs, some may be great teachers, and we people sit on talents and they keep on postponing talents one or the other, and yet they are stuck into daily kind of routine of doing different jobs of which they don't really like. So innovation in DNA came about with that, whereby I was trying to show the world that we all have all these hidden talents, and we can really work on these DNA talents and boost these ideas and build these great ideas. Yeah, so the book is all about innovation and the innovative talent and wealth, that uniqueness. Each person has some kind of uniqueness, but you need to create time for this kind of uniqueness to ignite, and you really have to take the initiative. You need to challenge the status quo. So within this, there are kind of factors that really come to play, whereby I say that the hidden talents call for a 10-smart innovation cycle, whereby I talk about the innovation in your DNA. Yeah? You need to rethink. You need to take time to think about this kind of ideas you're really working on. On your DNA print, everyone has a DNA print, but you need to create time to think about this DNA, about these ideas. You need time to create. And then the smart thinking, every day you need to create time to think. Most people don't think. No, most people don't think. Most people move all the time. They're not thinking. That they're into an environment. They look at an idea. Something comes up whereby they can do something different, but they just push it off. So smart thinking is really, really key. I talk about in this book, I talk about the smart empowerment. So all these kind of factors, and then the smart self-development, your self-esteem is really, really key. You know, your self-image is really, really key. And the guts, your guts, yeah, to do something. When you have the self-belief and the self-confidence to say, no, this is it. I need to do this, no matter what. And this is the time, and this is the period. And then the time management, you know. Yeah? You have to suffice. You have to keep appointments. No? You told me that we are meeting today at this time. I kept my time. You kept your time, and we're having this kind of meeting.
And I think that's so important. Let me jump in here for a second, Jackson. We're speaking with Jackson Mutebi, and his book, of course, that he's talking about. He's very excited about innovation in DNA, the powerhouse of forward thinking. And he's given you just a treasure trove of things to do, whether it's time management, rethinking, taking that space, showing up, all of that. What do you hope people take away from reading this book? What is your goal? What do you hope they take away?
My takeaway is that we are all innovation. We are all game changers. We all have big talents within us, but we need to create time to work on these ideas, and we need to be empowered ourselves. We need to be empowered. You know, we have to create the environment for these ideas, and let us not be pushed by what happened yesterday, what is happening right now. If you have an idea and you can really, that idea is good for the market, you can really, really work on it. You wanted to be a professional, a professional footballer. You wanted to set up a startup in tech. You wanted to set up a startup in entertainment. You wanted to write a book. about a certain kind of topic. You can do it. Let no one stop you. We all have the genius creativity within us, that imagination, and we can really, if we create time, as I talk about the smart thinking and the smart environment, and creating, having that can do now, we can do it. You can do. Having that can do culture is that most companies and most people have, they fail to have the can do, and they say, I cannot do it because I have no money. I can't do it because I don't have the good English. I can't do it because of my background. I can't do it because so-and-so said it's not a good idea. Who tells you? People have different opinions. You know, if that idea can be really worked on, the book you wanted to work on can be shared to the world. That book can help someone in a different country. Oh, this person can share the book to the community, and it can create a big change, an impact to the world. So the takeaway is that everyone is an innovator. Everyone is an innovator, and everyone can think forward. Everyone can create change within this world. We are all definite game changers, but it's all about how are you willing to work on these genius ideas? How are you willing to challenge the status quo? Because every day you're going to be pushed into your daily routine. People have a daily routine. And this kind of daily routine doesn't show greater results of where they want to go. And they start comparing themselves to others. Why is this person making so this and this? Why is it I'm not creating change? It's because the culture, they can't do. I can't do this. This can't happen. I can't have this. So small steps are really, really key. You have to have those small steps and start thinking and create time. You know, create an inner circle. You know, create an inner circle of people. You can really consult about something you're really working on. You know, and they can give you positive feedback. They can share who are you going to talk to help you about this idea, about the book you're writing, about the project, about the business plan you're writing, about the patenting, about how to raise funds for your business, all these kind of things. Because the world is shifted. We are moving. We are into the new COVID economy right now. You know, you're seeing big players, companies that came from small garages, from homes. You know, they're changing over the world. Who knew that Zoom would be a big player during COVID time, whereby all meetings were being done via Zoom from nowhere? You know, so these are kind of things that the book is all about. You can think forward, and the more you start thinking forward, your DNA will create that time, and ideas will be flowing to you. Ideas will be flowing to you because you've created that habit, and there's a DNA print.
Jackson Mutebi, thank you so much for coming on. You can get this on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Katie. You're welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything. I'm looking forward to another book interview, and that'll be really, really, really great. You can get this book on Amazon. You can get it on any other kind of bookstores. But it's really, really wonderful. You take time, and feel free to get back to me on our social medias. Any questions about this book? Any help that you really need about you creating time, about you being innovative in your area. It's really, really, really key. Being innovative. Uniqueness is really key. Companies are looking for
that. Yes, they are looking for that.
So true.
Thank you so much, Jackson.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Do you have
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm taking you to Australia for a conversation with Carrie Susan Drake. She has written a book that will fill your soul, Story of Happiness, Prose and Songs. Carrie, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you also, Carrie, for inviting me.
So what led you to writing this book? What happened one day where you said, you know what, I'm going to pull all this together and put it out in the world?
Well, I've kept a journal since I was 18 years of age. And basically, you know, throughout my life, I've had a plan and a vision to do something good. And this basically is the book that pulls together my experiences and what I've reflected on. And it's all about truth. It's all about the things that mattered most to me and how life changes, and you have to have a positive attitude. You need to have a positive attitude. Well, basically, I've allowed myself to see things differently than seeing things in a negative way. So, Story of Happiness is reflective and it's intuitive. It's about truth. It's about the experiences I've had which motivated me and kept me going. and just reflect a positive and hopeful world.
And in the book, and that's, boy, that really sums it up. And in the book, give us a little bit of what specifically we will find.
Well, in the story of happiness, I basically took myself to a musical one afternoon, and I was sitting next to an elderly man who was 90, and I said, "What's the story of your longevity?" And he said, "Well, you know, I have a wife." And I said, "That's wonderful." But he said, "I did lose my wife, and I had to go and see a doctor to actually get over grief and loss." And I thought, well, yes, your doctor could help you with medication, but what else happened? And he said he put me in touch with my wife, who I'm married to now, because I needed someone's help. And he basically inspired me to write his story, and I've put it in the story of happiness. Because it's uplifting and also inspiring that doctors do go out of their way to help us.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And I know you have other pros in there, too, that you're pretty excited about, just telling the stories. Is there another story? We won't tell them everything, but is there another story you want to tell us about?
Well, the story of me becoming a Christian is basically one where I actually had to exercise a lot of faith and pray, because I was out one day with friends when I was about 18 years of age, and I was basically going on an excursion where we were riding horses, and my friends were far ahead of me, and I thought, I've got to catch up with them on this horse. So I decided I'll pick the horse and get it to gallop. Well, what happened was I fell off the horse and I injured myself, but I was lying there in shock thinking, I don't want to have any broken bones. I was really sure that I'd have broken bones and injury. And I prayed, please, God, don't let me have any broken bones. And that was the first time I ever prayed. But basically, that was the beginning of my life, because I changed from working in medical research in the sciences to working as a journalist, as a writer. So my artistic talent came out. So I was very fortunate that I didn't have any broken bones, but I did actually change my life on a course where I believed in preventative medicine and writing about things that are hopeful, positive, and keep us secure.
Hopeful, positive, and keep us secure. Ultimately, when people get Story of Happiness prose and songs, and we're speaking with Carrie Susan Drake, you can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. What do you hope they take away from reading the book?
Well, I'm a reflective, intuitive writer. I write about truth. And my book is basically hopeful, positive, and about inspiring experiences. It's about truth. It's about the people that we have read about in the Bible. It's about poetry that is uplifting and inspiring. I hope people take away from the book something that inspires them to keep on going, to believe in themselves.
And that's the perfect place to end this. Carrie Susan Drake, the book, once again, Story of Happiness, Prose and Songs. It is a soulful book. Carrie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. very much, Kate, for this invitation, and to all your listeners, just keep going on and bring out the positive in life.
A couple of quick hits at the tail end of the show, some interesting things that I've read. You know, we all have seen what's going on with the airlines, but how about American Airlines pulling out of three cities after this tremendous pilot shortage? There's been a lot of chaos, and it's forcing people to sleep on floors, and flights keep getting canceled or delayed. So American decided, we just can't fulfill these services to these cities. So Toledo, Ohio, not a tiny city. Ithaca in New York, same thing. Islip, New York, not a small place either. So those three cities are done as of September 7th. You know, you had like 3,600 flights that were delayed within or coming into or exiting the U.S. There were 380 that were canceled on Monday. It's really been nasty. In fact, since Thursday, if you go back to Thursday of last week, 20,000 flights, I can't even make this up, have been canceled or delayed in the United States. That is not good. The golden age of flying, as I read in Drudge today, is over. And I agree. It is. It's over. It used to be so fun to go to the airport. When I was a kid, I loved going to the airport. I would run into the airport to greet whoever it was that was coming to visit us. And it, to me, it was so exciting. And I think it really kind of nudged me toward traveling and living in other places. But now, forget it. So lots of people are going to, I think, hit the road more than hit the air, or even Amtrak is getting smart, and I've been hearing a lot of Amtrak commercials. Maybe even locally you're hearing it on these fabulous radio stations I'm on, because they know people are not happy with what's going on in the air, and if they don't want to fly and pay for the gas that way, you may have to pay a little more for a ticket, but I bet you can get some good Amtrak deals. So now 42 million people around the United States are expected to hit the road for trips over 4th of July. And some of course, it's going to be high fuel costs, but I think some of that also is people saying, okay, high fuel costs, but, I mean, air travel is still going to be high. I mean, you're still going to have millions of people that will fly. In fact, it's predicted to be like 47 million. But I think some people are going to bag out of flying, and instead they're going to jump in a car or train or figure some other thing out, because it's just too bloody frustrating. You get stuck, and no matter what advice you have or how well armed you are with the facts, the fact of the matter is, once the flight is canceled, the chaos ensues, and you got to hurry up and scramble and try to find another airline or another way to get home or get to the place that you're going to. This has hurt people as far as weddings, funerals, family reunions, jobs. I mean, wow, it's been, I think, some of the worst that we have seen in the air. So, again, American pulling out of three cities. There you have it. All right, we're pulling out of the show. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Remember, you can always hit me up in the mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.